Chapter 7, 5:07 p.m. Nicole picked up a paring knife from the counter. I suppose you want some help peeling sweet potatoes.
Since they're your sweet potatoes, Mama Rossi said, you're darned right I want help.
And what about your laps?
She put her hands on her hips and tried to look mad, but there was a sparkle in her eyes.
You did about half of what you were supposed to do.
I did enough. The meet is in 3 days. I don't want to wear myself out before the competition. I was feeding Gertrude and the cats so Dad didn't have to.
All right, Mama Rossi said. Because we have a guest, and because we have a lot to do, I'll let it go this time.
Scoot, peel thief, Nicole said.
Poco grabbed another potato peel, climbed to the top of the refrigerator, and glared down at her.
Make yourself at home, Mama Rossi said to Chase. This could take a while. Nicole is a very fast swimmer, but a very slow potato peeler.
Very funny, Mama.
I can move those boxes if you want, Chase offered.
That would be very nice, Mama Rossi said, but it might not be as easy as you think. For one thing, I'm not certain there's room in the container. Marco and Nicole haven't done a very good job of packing. The boxes need to be reorganized and restacked.
No problem.
After a year of shack and shop duty, Chase was an expert organizer. Nicole put the knife down.
Since you're blaming me for the mess, maybe I'd better give him a hand.
I think Chase is more than capable of hauling and organizing boxes on his own. And I need you to make the sweet potato pie, unless you'd prefer for Chase to eat my version.
Nicole laughed. I guess that wouldn't be polite to our guest.
Mama Rossi snapped a towel at her playfully.
I'm not exactly your guest, Chase said.
It wasn't a rule, but they didn't usually hang out with people who owned the property they parked on.
We have everything we need in the fifth wheel. You don't need to feed me.
Nonsense, Mama Rossi said. I don't know how to cook for less than a dozen people, and with you, there are only 4 of us tonight.
I wouldn't argue with Mama Rossi, Nicole said. Dad tried to talk her out of getting the container.
Guess who won?
He'll be happy our things are safe. Do you like sweet potato pie, Chase?
I like pie, and I like sweet potatoes, but I'd never had them together.
You haven't lived until you've eaten Nicole's sweet potato pie.
Chase carried 2 boxes past a large modern pool, which did not fit with the old 2-story farmhouse. The Rossies must have put it in long after the house was built for Nicole to swim laps. The container, which was nothing more than a steel box welded to a trailer, was on the opposite side of the pool. He opened the door and a storage carton fell out. There was plenty of room inside the container, but it looked like it had been organized by Poco. The only way to fix it was to take everything out and start all over again. Chase looked up at the sky. Clouds were moving in from the Gulf. He jogged down to the shop, imitating Tomas's perpetual state of emergency, which is exactly what Chase would be in if it started to rain after he pulled everything out. He grabbed a couple of tarps, a hammer, and a handful of metal stakes. Since they'd been on the road, his father had taken the Boy Scouts motto, "Be prepared," to a new level. Every job, no matter how small, needed to be thought through before it was started, from beginning to end, with particular attention paid to what might go wrong in between. Chase staked out a ground tarp so it wouldn't blow away, then staged a second tarp to pull over the boxes in case it started to rain. What he neglected to anticipate in between was his curiosity about the Rossi family and their circus. In almost every box, he found something he had to look at or read. There were stacks of photo albums filled with pictures of the Big Top, circus acts, animals, and people. Nicole's mom was a little person, like Mama Rossi and Marco.
Others in the family were regular size, like Nicole. But in every photo, they were smiling and laughing as if there wasn't an inch of difference between them. Marco walked up as Chase was staring at a painting of a man holding a whip, dressed in a red coat, white pants, knee-high black boots, and a black top hat. "That's my great-grandfather, Ricardo Rossi. He was a famous ringmaster in Europe before he came over here to start his own circus. The picture doesn't show his stature in perspective very well. He was 4 inches shorter than I am. He died when I was 5 years old. He was 96. The day before he died, he was in the ring training a stallion."
"Wow."
"Yep, he was quite a guy." Marco looked at the tarp and boxes. "Did Mama Rossi give you this chore?"
"No," Chase answered. "I offered to help. I'm supposed to be organizing and repacking everything, but I guess what I'm doing mostly is snooping."
Marco laughed. "Hard not to. A lot of interesting history here." He reached into one of the boxes and pulled out a photograph of a man sitting on top of an elephant.
"This is my dad. He was killed by an elephant when I was 13. He was quite a guy, too."
"I'm sorry."
"Thanks. It was a long time ago. But I still miss him. Some things you just don't get over, I guess."
Chase understood this all too well. He'd wondered if he was ever going to get over the deaths of his mom and Monica.
"But you still like elephants?"
"They're my favorite animal. They were my dad's favorite, too."
Marco looked at the container.
"Think this will do the trick?"
"It's not really waterproof, Mr. Rossi," Chase answered.
"First, it's Marco, not Mr. Rossi. Second, can you waterproof it? Your dad said you were pretty handy."
"I can caulk it and tarp it, which should keep the water out, but I think the boxes would be a lot safer back in the house."
"Not according to my mother," Marco said. "She's convinced the house is coming down."
"What do you think?"
"I don't agree with her on this, but she's my mother and she's usually right."
Chase nodded.
"She was certainly right about the accident and his being a Boy Scout."
"Did Arturo tell you anything about us?"
"Like what?"
"Our past, where we're from."
"All he said was that you helped people during storms and that you needed a place to hook up your rigs. Is there something else I should know?"
Chase shook his head.
"I guess not."
"I better get back down to Pet and see what she's up to. Thanks for taking care of the container. I'll see you at dinner."
It took Chase nearly 2 hours to reload the container. When he finally got the last box inside, he caulked all the seams, threw the tarps over the top, and began securing them with bungee cords. Nicole came back out the door of the house as he was stretching the last cord.
"Why so many bungees?" she asked.
"So it doesn't float to the sun."
"Funny. It looks like a giant Christmas present wrapped in blue paper."
"It won't leak, I'll say."
"How's the sweet potato pie?"
"It's perfect," Chase smiled.
"I suppose anyone who scratches lions under the chin is entitled to a certain amount of confidence. I'd better go down to the shack and get cleaned up before dinner."
"Hurry," Nicole said. "Sweet potato pie is terrible when it's cold."
As Chase was drying his hair in the shack's kitchen, he realized that they didn't have a single photograph hanging up from either their former or current life.
"How can that be? Where are the photos of Mom and Monica? The notebooks with Monica's stories and drawings? They weren't in the fifth wheel or the semi-trailer."
Chase knew exactly what they had and where all of it was stored.
"What's Dad done with our past?"